بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
Once there came a group of idol worshippers to the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, and they said to him, "Follow our belief and we will follow yours, and we will let you enjoy all our privileges. For 1 year you should worship our gods, and the next year we will worship your God. If your belief is better, we will join with you. And if our belief is better, you will join with us." The Prophet replied, "A'udhu billah, I seek protection from Allah." They said, "You can touch some of our gods, at least, and take a good omen from them. If you do this, we will confirm you and worship your God." Then Surah Al-Kafirun was revealed. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. قُلْ يَا أَيُّهَا الْكَافِرُونَ. Say, O disbelievers. The word kafir originally means when you cover something. When a farmer sows seeds, he covers them with soil. The farmer is called a kafir because he covered the seed. These idol worshippers are also called kafir because they are covering the truth. They knew that the Prophet, peace be upon him, never told a lie. They knew he always told the truth, but they denied it and covered the truth. Therefore, they are kafirs. The next verse says, "La a'budu ma ta'budun." I do not worship what you worship. These disbelievers were worshipping many idols and statues that they made themselves. The Prophet here is telling them, "I will not worship what you worship." Question: the Holy Quran says if you ask them who created the skies and the earth, they would surely say Allah. So if these idol worshippers believe in Allah, why is the Prophet saying, "I do not worship what you worship"? The difference here is that the idol worshippers believed that Allah is the creator, but did not worship him. The Prophet also believes Allah is the creator, but also worships him. The next verse says, "وَلَا أَنْتُمْ عَابِدُونَ مَا أَعْبُدُ." Nor do you worship who I worship. Some of these idol worshippers actually believe they are worshipping Allah, but the Prophet is telling them they don't worship what he worships. The Prophet worships Allah, who is free from any imperfections and faults, and he does not associate partners with Allah. They worship idols made from wood and stone with all imperfections, and they associate them as partners to Allah. The next verse says, "وَلَا أَنَا عَابِدٌ مَا عَبَدْتُ." Nor will I ever worship what you worship. The Prophet emphasizes that he will never worship what they worship, not even in the future. The next verse says, "وَلَا أَنْتُمْ عَابِدُونَ مَا أَعْبُدُ." Nor will you ever worship who I worship. Why is this verse repeated again here? Some have said that this could be emphasizing that these specific idol worshippers will never, ever worship who the Prophet worships, not now and not in the future. Some have also said that because of their stubbornness, they asked the Prophet twice to worship their God for a year, and they will worship his God for a year. So this verse is repeated twice to reject both times. The next verse says, "لَكُمْ دِينُكُمْ وَلِيَ دِينِ." To you belongs your religion, and to me is my religion. The word deen comes from the word dain, which means a loan. Something that is owed to you or something that you owe someone is called dain, like an exchange. When we do righteous deeds, we await a reward and exchange from Allah. So the verse indicates, let your idols reward you for the exchange of your deeds, and let my God reward me in exchange for my deeds. So this surah is telling us that the Holy Prophet did not accept idol worship or any type of polytheism at all, and never will he accept it at all in the future. It also shows that these idol worshippers will also not accept the religion of Allah. This could be because they covered the truth and were blinded with desires, hence why they are called Al-Kafirun, the coverers of the truth. It shows that the Prophet had a firm stance without compromising even a little by worshipping the one God, and that monotheism is totally separate and distinct from polytheism. What we can learn from this surah is that there cannot be any compromise in the matters of faith and worship. Truth and falsehood cannot be mixed together. When we reject idol worship, this doesn't only mean physical idols. It also indicates to reject worshipping ourselves or our desires as idols. Just as the Quran says, "Have you seen he who has taken as his God his own desire?" These desires of lust, envy, lying, cheating, stealing that you have became your own God, even though you knew that they were wrong. Now you covered the truth. You have entered the state of kufr. So Allah continues in the verse and says, "And Allah has sent him astray, knowing him as such, and has set a seal upon his hearing and his heart, and put over his vision a veil. So who will guide you after Allah? Then will you not be reminded?"
Sadaqallahu al-Azim.